B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, November 8th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, the pro FIFA scene has been hit and rocked with a huge scandal, and they have just murdered their credibility. Plus, games that desperately need a sequel. We've got a list of 25 of them. Let's see how many we can guess. Those conversations ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today talking about Ninja. Recently, FaZe Jarvis, a content creator for FaZe Clan, was permanently banned from Fortnite after he put up a video showing himself using an aimbot. And now Ninja has come rushing to his defense.
Now, just to clarify, he wasn't using this aimbot in any sort of educational or like don't do this type way. It was just for the lulz.
It was for the clicks, but the biggest, you know, thing to note here is it was not a competitive situation. So this was
doesn't matter.
Hold on, I'm just setting the scene. So here's the thing, is that Jarvis used the aimbot, suspended for life indefinitely.
Good.
Or banned.
Life without parole.
Yeah, and Ninja comes out in a video that was put together and has these comments. He says, there's a difference between a content creator who has millions of subscribers, hundreds of thousands of followers, who gets banned from literally what makes them money, and some kid who is a piece of blank who has absolutely zero following, has zero money that comes from games.
Yeah, he's right. I would argue that the first person is going to be influencing more people.
Yes, exactly. And like, this is such a double standard here. Yes. That you know, just by virtue of the fact that you make content for the game, that you should somehow be treated any differently from anyone else who is caught using an illicit piece of software.
And the thing that I want to do here is that I want to contrast this with another big punishment, another big gaming punishment that we've had, and that's the Blizzard suspension of Blitzchung, right? That is a non-gaming related statement in a gaming context that somebody was punished for. That could be seen as unjust. This is somebody who literally broke the TOS of the game. You can't do that. It doesn't matter if it was competitive. Doesn't matter if it was for fun. Doesn't matter if you're a content creator.
Nowhere in that terms of service does it say, but if you're making money on our game, it's all right. Go ahead and do what you want.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. I use the analogy as if, you know, there was somebody in baseball who used a corked bat.
Yeah.
Right? And let's say, even beyond that, if that corked bat guaranteed a home run if you made contact, there is no way in the world you could allow that player to continue to play.
Well, if I was going to try to play devil's advocate to that point, I would say, well, but would you ban someone from competing at baseball because they went to the batting cages with a corked bat? I think that jump in logic is a lot harder to justify.
They weren't using a corked bat in an MLB game. They were using it in the beer softball league.
Right, or in the batting cages. I mean, I think that you can make a certain argument that parallels what's happening here, but I think that you have to, if you're a game company and you find this, and you find that one of your influencers, one of your content creators
is
out there using one of these pieces of software, and especially, like, even if he was going out of his way to try to make a point about how bad or predatory they are for the gaming community overall, I'm sorry, if you get caught, then you should be banned.
It's like somebody trying to say human trafficking is so terrible. Look what it's doing by human trafficking people.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. But, like, See, you can't do that.
The argument that I make is I think Ninja's incredibly wrong on the fact that, like, him saying there should be, you know, two standards for how it's done. No, it should be uniform across the world. I don't think it should be a lifetime ban for that. I mean, I feel like you should be allowed to make a mistake, serve a punishment, and then come back.
Was this a mistake,
but that's
though?
Not my,
no, no. He didn't just stumble out of his, up to his computer and cheat.
For sure.
He made a conscious choice not just to download it, but then to make a video of it that he then put out there.
Whoops, I slipped and downloaded an aimbot. No, Doesn't happen.
I'm not suggesting he did it by accident. I'm suggesting he made a bad call in judgment.
Okay,
I'd
but here's
multiple bad calls.
But here's the precedent is that he gets suspended
a year.
And he comes
1 year.
Even if it's a year, it doesn't matter. He gets suspended for a year, right?
Yeah.
Every kid knows, cool. I don't make any money on my videos. If I could go in and make an aimbot video and get enough clicks to build a channel and a following to where now, even if I'm not playing Fortnite, I can now monetize my persona. First of all, at that point, I don't need Fortnite anymore.
But you can do that even if it's a lifetime ban. By that same logic, you could say, great, I'll just go do it for the one video, build my base up, and leave Fortnite.
But the problem is that
we're
with
okay
somebody
with it being a ban.
Yes.
Because they're not taking away his inability to make money. Right. You just have to pivot now.
Yeah, right. Now you have to change what you're making content for. Can't make it over, for Fortnite. So, guess we got to move on to the next best thing. And that's the thing. If that's the attitude that you're going to have, because you know that having a aimbot or illicit program on your computer can result in a ban, whether it's through seeing it on a YouTube or a Twitch channel, or whether it's through being detected by, an anti-cheat software. The company is free and clear to ban your account for life
however long they see it.
And what Ninja is claiming here is that because it affects the guy's income, that he should be considered differently. And I do not buy that in the least.
But you know why you don't buy that, and you know why that stance is so incredibly frustrating? Because it pervades every area of our society. That is the double standard that exists all around celebrity, around politics. They can do things that if we got caught doing, we'd be in jail. Instead, they pay a fine.
Right, but
that already exists. That's why hearing it is so frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating, but that's why I don't understand why anybody can sit back and say that this kid being banned for life is something that everybody should be empathetic towards. I'm sorry, I don't think you should, because you should be held to a higher standard because you are a public figure now. You have a following. There are people, and you can't tell me that, and I'm just putting this out there, you can't tell me that at least one kid hasn't gone out and looked up an aimbot to see what they can do based off seeing that video. And that's what I'm saying, is that if somebody only gets a year ban, okay, what if you have a glut of kids who now go out and will eat the year ban and come back after they've built money off this game?
And unfortunately, this conversation didn't even have time to touch on the fact that most pieces of software like this, most hacks, most aimbots, cost money, meaning that he had to lay out some money to be able to download it in the first place. Listen, we want to hear from you. Do you think that FaZe Clan Jarvis, his ban was justified? Or do you fall in Ninja's camp and think that he needs to receive some kind of special treatment? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to run through a list of the 25 games that need a sequel. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily, but ahead next, ooh, we've got some more bad behavior to talk about, because FIFA's North American scene has just been exposed. Stick around. That conversation is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
North American competitive FIFA has basically ruined all of their credibility in one fell swoop. We're going to explain it to you here in just a moment. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, Low Team Damage, and The Other Identity. Plus, we've got a brand new shirt and hoodie that's available for a limited time this fall and holiday season. Check it out over at checkpointxp.com/shop. The North American FIFA scene has been exposed, and it is a shocking scandal. And you may think I'm being hyperbolic here, but I'm really not. Norris, tell us what's going on in FIFA.
Yeah, and this is all credit out to Eurogamer, who first broke the story. There's a content creator in the FIFA community, Run the Foot Market, Nick Bartles. We'll just call him Nick moving forward. He posted a video talking about his frustrations with weekend battles, which is basically their competitive ladders. You have to play something like 30 games throughout the weekend, and that's how you progress. But he thought that somebody used a glitch on him, and in this glitch, you both disconnect from the game, but only you get the loss. So the person who disconnected from the game get a clean game like it never happened, but you get a loss. Effectively, in weekend battles, if you lose a game, you can't be top 100. You can maybe lose one, definitely not two.
So the idea is, instead of, like, if you realize you're going to take the loss, you disconnect out. Instead, they get a loss, you get...
nothing. No, just clear.
No, the person who uses the glitch, clean slate, you get the loss.
Okay. Right.
Now,
got it.
Here's the
That's
thing.
That's terrible.
Is that through his investigation of this particular incident on over the weekend, he ended up in a secret Discord that many content creators had not been invited to. But he found his way in somehow. And in this Discord was a litany of FIFA pros from the NA scene, including EMLS players, which is the premier competition in FIFA in North America. And they were essentially stream sniping, and they were dodging each other in matches.
Wow. Making sure that they didn't face each other.
That's right. So basically, if you were a FIFA pro, they wanted to lock weekend battles, so only other FIFA pros were qualifying for the money events.
Wow. That is shocking.
Yeah, it is a thing that really, really grew. And when he posted his receipts, you saw names of players, you saw their full 100% unhidden Discord accounts, and he said the Discord was actually created by a person who is in the EMLS currently.
Well, now this is a big deal because, you know, this does tie, the ladders tie very closely into the competitive scene. A lot of players get scouted out of those ladders.
Yes.
That's where a lot of esports scouting does take place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is essentially akin to, like, digital match fixing.
That's what I was thinking too. Thank you.
Yeah, this is digital match fixing to ensure that your statistics are pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
For, I don't know, if you get scouted?
Yeah, not just if you get scouted, but there's also money on the line. But the biggest thing
is money on the line?
Yeah, if you don't make a tournament, you have no opportunity to make money.
Yeah, that's true.
But also,
I thought you were talking about, like, they were doing side bets and stuff.
No. But also the biggest thing is that we know FIFA is pay to win. And if you do not get top billing in some of these tournaments and online ladders, you don't get the best packs. You don't get the best cards. So you're at a disadvantage. So the thing about this is that so far EA has made a response to it, and only one player has been suspended for this particular thing.
Suspended
meaning it was NYC Chris. He plays for NYCFC in the EMLS, and he was suspended for two global series qualifiers.
That's unacceptable.
I agree
that
with
is
you.
So unacceptable.
I agree with you, because what this sort of cadre of players have essentially done is frozen out anyone who may have been good enough to finally break through the threshold and get to the top echelon of play. But instead,
that's gatekeeping.
It's gatekeeping. But instead, if they see somebody who's on the cusp of going 30-0 over the weekend, you saw it in the Discord saying he can't overtake me or this other player. He's Snipe searching him. For a game now. Go look for a match now so you get matched up. Or I'm looking for a match now. Nobody search for a match. Nobody in the Discord search for a match.
Wow.
So I don't get paired up with another pro.
If you're an honest competitor and you want to be, you know, you're competing for the title of best FIFA player ever, why would you even want to voluntarily take part in this? I mean, I understand it's like pumping up your stats and you know, all of that, but it's like, don't you want to be able to prove that you're the best? If you're taking yourself out of matches where you know the person that you're playing against is maybe better than you or has a chance to even take you down. This is like going online and forcing your game into easy mode.
You look at it from the other direction too. And it's like, if you find out like something like this might exist and you can't go play just the fairway because this is designed to stop anyone trying to play the fairway.
Yeah, essentially. So Nick has gone out and basically, you know, he mentioned other content creators that also were experiencing the same thing. So this is definitely not just his experience.
Right.
He said this is more than likely happening in other regions as well.
Is EA's investigation of this continuing?
It is ongoing currently.
Bet.
So, I mean, if nothing comes of this and all we have is this one suspension, there is no way in the world that I or anyone else should be participating in this competitive scene because it is not truly representative of every competitor out there.
It goes so much further than that, though. It's not just FIFA. I mean, when you talk about esports being relatively young still, that's a black mark. The appeal of esports, to me at least, and to many others, is that it's fair.
Yes.
At the end of the day, I don't have to worry about bad, you know, balls and strikes being called wrong in baseball. I don't have to worry
about a ref, interference penalty.
Yes,
exactly.
I don't have to worry about any of that stuff because the computer decides everything. Mm-hmm. But this throws that all into question, and that's a terrifying thing for our young esports scene.
It's attempting to game the system.
Yeah.
And I really, I honestly think that EA needs to take the harshest possible stance on this because, like, it may seem innocent to some people listening out there, but I can tell you for sure it's not. This throws off the competitive balance and exactly what you're talking about, Joe. The projection of fairness that esports gets because it doesn't have a human arbiter instantly now gets thrown into question. The credibility of esports, not to mention the North American FIFA scene, has been irrevocably damaged.
Yeah, I'll just say this. Could you imagine a context in which, you know, the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots engineer behind the scenes some way that they never play each other ever? Or better yet, let's pick it in conference, the Vikings and the Packers.
Yeah.
They engineer a way that they never play each other ever.
Think that would be fair?
No.
No, absolutely not. But we do want to hear from you. Do you think that this is fair? Do you think that this is just harmless? Or do you think that these players need to be punished? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Boy, I feel like we're talking a lot about punishment today. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to talk about 25 games that deserve a sequel. What's a game that you think deserves a sequel? Let us know in the chat, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
The top 25 games that deserve a sequel. How many do you think you could name? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN 1520 in Buffalo, ESPN 1200 and 1440 in Syracuse, and ESPN 1310 and 1350 in Utica, Rome, New York. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at BPodStudios.com. For more great listening options like Nerd Radio and Geek Culture Congress, two shows you can find streaming live at our Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Subscribe to their podcasts over at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. So we've got a list of the top 25 games that deserve a sequel. Robbie, who came up with this list?
This came to us courtesy of IGN. I'm going to tell you guys right now.
IGN, huh?
Is not a good list.
Oh, no.
Off the rip.
You agree that these are maybe not games
so that deserve a sequel? You guys aren't going to get more than five.
Really?
And in fact, if you don't guess a single one within two rounds, we're just going through the list.
Wow.
Okay.
It's that bad?
It's that bad.
Okay. Wait. Now, so I do not have high expectations for anything coming out of IGN, but did they at least pick games that didn't have a sequel?
There's maybe a very small handful on here that have had sequels.
But are you still, kidding
but
me?
But they're still deserving of having another
of
sequel.
Of another sequel.
Suggesting.
Well, how are we supposed to hit that target?
One of them. Two of them. Three. Two of them.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Great.
Yeah. So we'll start with you, Joe. What's
the
game?
We could have narrowed this down by like games that don't have sequels, but now we can't even do that.
No, you can't.
So now I just got to pick video games.
Okay.
Joe, what's a game deserving of a sequel?
Horizon Zero Dawn?
Wrong.
Oh. Okay, well, I thought it was deserving of a sequel.
Yeah, well, me too. Nate.
Legend of Dragoon.
At number 25.
What?
Wow.
25?
Apparently the least deserving of a sequel. Legend of the Dragoon. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. All right, Norris.
Which is just going to serve to make you even madder when you hear some of these.
CSGO.
No.
Nah.
No. Back around to you, Joe.
Oh, I'm not feeling... all right. We're going to get weird. Comic Zone.
Ooh, good guess.
No.
Well, I thought it deserved
would,
a sequel.
Actually,
a
that
game.
Would be a rad sequel.
Right?
Let's not...
A modern-day Comic Zone?
Yeah. Exactly.
Sick.
Yeah, let's not mess around here.
You know what? Let's build our own list. We could build a better list than this.
We could. That might be in the future. Nate.
Okay. Half-Life 3.
Yeah, Half-Life deserves a sequel.
Close. Half-Life 2 Episode 2 deserves a sequel.
Because they said they were going to put out
they
another
did.
Episode
they
and they
did.
Never did.
They promised.
Okay.
I love that the sequel's sequel needs a sequel, though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You know what, Nate? Not doing too bad.
Yeah, all right.
One?
Nate,
Norris got
or,
one.
Sorry, Norris.
Whatever. I don't care anymore. Jurassic Park. I don't care.
No.
Jurassic Park. The Genesis game?
Joe. SNES game.
No, stop it.
One of your favorite games is on here.
Undertale.
No.
Well, first of all, yes, it does.
Come on, Nate. You're
okay.
Two for two right now, man.
I'm trying to think of a Joe game.
A game that I love.
That doesn't
it's
already have
Life
a bunch of sequels.
Nope.
I don't know how many sequels Shining Force got, but is Shining Force in there?
No, first of all, Shining Force has seven sequels,
oh, okay.
And one of them are good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Norris, get on the board so that at least Joe's
know,
the only loser here. No. No, it does, but unfortunately.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
All right,
shut
I'm gonna
up.
Give you guys
they need
I'm
to a- finish the second disc first.
Perfect right, Dark.
I'm going to give you guys one more.
Perfect Dark has
no,
a sequel.
No, Joe.
I want it to have
no,
another
no,
sequel.
Joe,
it deserves
Joe,
one.
No?
No.
No.
Not Perfect Dark?
Try. Different guess, Joe. Different guess.
Banjo-Kazooie. Can we get the third one?
Nate.
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going with
no.
Your little hint there. Let's see. Let's see.
Hurry up.
It's hard.
I don't. I'm. Yeah. Now I'm starting to struggle.
He's gonna guess Metal Gear Revengeance
is on the list.
No! What? What?
On
no!
The board. MVP. That is worth 5 points. That is worth 5 points.
At number,
I win.
At number 17, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
I'm legitimately stunned to silence.
Go through the list.
Bad games. There's a Bubsy one on here, isn't there?
There is not.
Okay, no.
All right, so number 25, The Legend of the Dragoon. Number 24, The Simpsons Hit and Run.
No, go away.
Okay, admittedly, I played a lot of that game, but no, it does not need a sequel.
Isn't that just Crazy Taxi where you can get out of the taxi?
Yeah. 23, Star Wars Republic Commando.
Republic Commando was great, but no. I don't think it needs a sequel.
Yeah, no. Republic Commando doesn't need a sequel. No, it was fine.
Skate 3.
Yes.
Well, yes.
True,
yes.
But, yes. But that's never going to happen.
Actually, you know what? I just saw a headline today that EA let Skate's
they did not.
Trademark
they
fall.
Didn't. That got updated. They had actually like resubmitted it. Oh. So the old one came up as void or something.
Dang
like
it.
That,
I wanted Activision to get it.
Number 21, Brutal Legends, the Jack Black game.
That sold 14 copies when it first went to market.
And that game was like a period piece. Like in that whenever it launched was a weird period.
Yeah, no, it's definitely it encapsulates like 2004.
Yeah,
specifically.
Whenever School of Rock came out that year.
It pretty much.
Enslaved Odyssey to the West.
That game wasn't that good.
What is that?
That's a problematic title, is what that is.
It's Journey to the West for PS3.
Oh. No.
Okay. Why did they have to put that? Oh, they made it so awkward.
They did.
Yeah. 19, Vanquish.
I don't know what that is.
The robot shooter?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, Vanquish was decent. A platinum game.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
18, okay. Full Throttle.
Okay.
What is
Full Throttle, the...
remind me.
The redheaded stepchild of the 90s DOS games, Monkey Island and...
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it Molyneux? Peter Molyneux made that one, I think, too? I think he made all those games. Yeah. Everyone remembers Monkey Island. No one remembers Full Throttle.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
17, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Yep.
16, shocking. Diddy Kong Racing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes, fair. Yes, and
instead,
yes.
Instead, I'm we good got with Crash that one. Team Racing.
Yeah, no. Diddy Kong Racing was probably the best knockoff of Mario Kart that there ever was.
Yes. Yep.
15, The Order, 1886.
No!
Absolutely not.
Why don't you actually make a full-length game first?
Yeah.
Listen.
Don't get a sequel. Fix that one.
Like, if your game is shorter than the demo for Metal Gear Solid 5, if your game is shorter than Ground Zeroes, it doesn't count as a game.
All right, we got 2 minutes left here, guys. 14, Jade Empire.
Yes.
Yes. Actually,
please.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Jade Empire was a phenomenal game.
13. You guys remember the fighting game that had Final Fantasy characters in it?
Energize.
Yep.
Stop.
Yep. Energize.
No.
Yes.
No. Why?
Yes.
That does not.
Yes.
So wait, a fighting game with Final Fantasy characters that isn't Dissidia?
No. Energize.
It was on PS1 and it was horrible.
Ugh. Make it again.
Yep.
No.
12. Demon Souls.
Although.
Yes.
Demon Souls.
I actually played Demon Souls.
I hear a rumor that with the PlayStation 5, Demon's Souls might be getting a remaster.
Yes, please.
Love that.
11, Blast Corps.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, a rare class.
Number 10, this one's for you, Norris, Bully.
Yeah. Ooh, Bully's a good one.
Yep.
And they just canned that sequel, too.
I know.
Yep. Piss.
Number 9, Donkey Kong 64.
Yes.
Yep.
Number 8, Joe, Shadow of the Colossus.
Ooh.
I mean,
how can you make a sequel to that?
Yeah, what's the sequel to that?
I don't know.
That's why they just keep remastering it 4 times
over. Yeah.
Number 7, Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem.
Yep.
Number 6, Vagrant Story.
Yeah.
Number 5, Grim Fandango.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope. Yep.
In 2019, I guess.
I'm going to just say yes.
4, Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3, Chrono Trigger.
Oh, I was going to say Chrono Trigger at one point. Yes.
Don't touch it.
No. 2, Super Mario RPG, The Legend of the Seven Stars.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And number 1, Half-Life 2, Episode 2.
All right.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. How many sequels do you want from these games, I guess? Or what? What sequel from... Actually, that's a better question. What sequel would you want to see made? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Norris Howard. Brand management by Chad Callahan. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.